Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Electronic Arts, a major player in the video game industry. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, market adaptation, and how they compare to other companies in the gaming sector. Let's get started.
Electronic Arts operates in a dynamic and competitive industry. How do biases like the bandwagon effect and the sunk cost fallacy impact their strategies?
The bandwagon effect, where individuals follow the actions of others, can influence Electronic Arts game development and marketing strategies. For instance, if a particular gaming trend becomes popular, Electronic Arts might be inclined to jump on the bandwagon even if it doesn't align with their long-term strategic goals. The sunk cost fallacy, where individuals continue investing in a project because of previously invested resources, can also impact Electronic Arts. They might continue investing in a game or technology that is not performing well due to the significant resources already committed, rather than cutting their losses and reallocating resources.
Addressing these biases can help Electronic Arts make more strategic decisions and allocate resources more effectively.
Exactly. By recognizing and mitigating these biases, Electronic Arts can enhance their game development and marketing strategies.
Let's discuss DEI at Electronic Arts. How does their approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion intersect with behavioral finance principles?
DEI is important for Electronic Arts in creating an inclusive and innovative workplace. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can boost employee morale and creativity by incorporating diverse perspectives and experiences. For investors, Electronic Arts' commitment to DEI reflects positively on their corporate culture and social responsibility. This can enhance investor confidence and attract those who value ethical practices in their investment decisions.
Investors increasingly value DEI as a key factor contributing to a company's long-term success and positive reputation.
That's right. Electronic Arts' DEI efforts contribute to a more inclusive and creative organization.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Electronic Arts adapt to changes in the gaming industry, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Electronic Arts adapts by investing in new gaming technologies, responding to market trends, and leveraging data analytics. Behavioral finance helps them understand shifting consumer preferences and industry dynamics, allowing them to adjust their strategies and offerings accordingly. For example, Electronic Arts uses insights from behavioral finance to anticipate changes in gaming trends and develop solutions that meet evolving player needs and preferences.
Adaptability is crucial for Electronic Arts to stay competitive and effectively respond to industry changes.
Exactly. By leveraging behavioral finance insights, Electronic Arts can make informed decisions and drive innovation in the gaming sector.
Now, let's compare Electronic Arts to other companies in the gaming industry, such as Activision Blizzard and Take-Two Interactive. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Electronic Arts, Activision Blizzard, and Take-Two Interactive each face unique behavioral finance dynamics based on their market positioning and game portfolios. Activision Blizzard and Take-Two Interactive might experience different biases and market pressures compared to Electronic Arts, depending on their specific game genres and customer bases. Each company's approach to game development, market adaptation, and customer engagement varies based on their strategic focus and offerings. Behavioral finance insights help understand how these factors influence their strategy.
Each gaming company has distinct behavioral finance dynamics that impact their market performance and investor appeal.
Absolutely. Analyzing these dynamics helps investors assess each company's strengths and risks in the gaming industry.
To sum up, Electronic Arts strategies are influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether through managing biases in decision-making, DEI initiatives, or market adaptation. These factors collectively impact their market performance and competitive positioning.
That's right. By understanding these dynamics, Electronic Arts can better navigate the complexities of the gaming sector.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.